You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, we got to talking in the office about dogs. And I told Jeremy, I said, wouldn't it be funny if me, the only person in Colorado without a dog, opened a doggy daycare?
Right.
Dom's Doggy Daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a different name for it, Dom.
No, I can't say it on the air.
Can you not?
Nah, I don't want to. It's all right.
Anyway.
There's a dog reference in there.
Yeah. So I was doing some research on it, and my goodness, Jer-Bear, what people pay to pamper their pets.
It's insane.
Is wild.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And I know that, you know, dogs are part of the family. I get that. I totally get that. And for some people, they say, this is my child. I get that. And it's definitely cheaper than human daycare.
Mm-hmm.
What's human daycare these days?
Like, it's a mortgage payment every month.
Yes.
It's a lot.
But the people that I know who drop their dog off every day at daycare, and then at the end of the day, on the way home from work, they pick them up. Yeah. They're paying something like, let me see, $700 to $800 a month.
Man.
For the doggy daycare. And that doesn't count all the extras.
Right. Because from what we understand, like, you can just drop the dogs off and let them run around. But then you pay for, well, we're talking to Shannon about it. There's like cuddle
time. Shannon used to work.
Shannon used to work there. Because there's like things you can do while they're at doggy daycare for your dog.
Shannon worked at doggy daycare
for like 10 years or something.
She's big on puppy breath or something.
For 4 years.
Dogs. You love dogs.
Yeah.
So what are the upcharges? What are the extra services you can get at doggy daycare?
There's cuddle sessions.
Yes. Wait. Just stop right there. Hold on.
I want to go hang out there then.
Working there was a good time.
You don't even have to tell us anymore. What's a cuddle session? Like, you pay for somebody
it
just to.
It comes off kind of creepy because there's just a room with a mattress on the floor.
Nuh-uh.
I'm not even kidding. And some dog toys in there.
So
and you go into the room with the dog and you cuddle.
And
for
you
15
said, dog,
minutes.
Prepare to be cuddled.
What
and
do
then
you
at the
charge?
End, you
what
do you write about it.
What do you write about
you
it?
You do.
Journal about it?
Yeah, so that they know you actually did it. So you have to be like, me and, what's a dog name?
Sparky.
Me and Sparky had a great cuddle session today. He was especially lovey.
Wait a minute.
I rubbed
so
his
if,
tummy.
So yes. If you write about it, that quote proves you did it. What if you just took the, well, how much does it cost for a cuddle session?
I think it's like $10 or $15.
All right, so $15 for so it's $1 a minute. What's to stop them from saying they did that to like five dogs, but really
have 4 minutes each and say you did it for 10?
Dog lovers work at these places, Dom.
Who's a good worker?
People who
yes,
like
but they're
doing
also
the
money lovers, too,
places.
Apparently.
All right, somebody's so, not that good.
So did you do the cuddle session a few times?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Lots of times.
Covered in dog hair.
I'm a cuddle expert. Yeah, and then there was play sessions. So you would just go outside for an extra 15 minutes and play with that dog one-on-one. There were training sessions, which I think were probably the only thing that we kind of embellished on a little bit because none of us really were training
knew
experts.
What to do. But I'm sure you got like bathing and grooming
yeah,
and nail
grooming.
Clipping,
mm-hmm.
yada, yada.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gosh, I mean, you could easily spend $50-$60 a day then with your dog.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So now we're talking $1,000 to $1,200 a month. That's like $15,000 a year to take your dog to
daycare.
That's
one dog. So if you own the business, say you got 100 dogs in there every day.
Don't you worry. I had my calculator out.
Yeah, we were doing the math.
I figured $2 to $3 million a year.
Isn't it insane?
So thank you, Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
Dog expert.
Let me know if you have
here,
more
here's
questions.
Here's a treat.
Don't be surprised if you come in tomorrow and we've got a mattress on the floor.
And we're both laying on our back. Rub my belly.
Because I've been a good boy. I've really been a good boy.
You can feed us little bacon strips.
She's leaving now.
Bye.
Right. You guys are being weird.
So anyway, dogs are big business.
But now you spend a little bit extra for your dog for culinary reasons.
I do. So my dog has booty issues. She's got an anal gland issue. So I guess, according to our vets, it's the most disgusting thing on the planet, the anal glands. We have to feed her canned pumpkin now. So if you come into our house, into the pantry, there's a shelf now dedicated to our dog that is just all canned pumpkin. So now, I mean, it's like a buck a can, but you go through a can I don't know, every day or so, every 2 days. Anyway, so we're spending maybe $30 a month now on canned pumpkin for the dog because it helps ease the leaking issue, apparently.
So that's an extra $300 to $400 a year.
In canned freaking pumpkin.
To keep your dog from squirting onto your couch.
But I will tell you, that is money well spent, my friend. Well spent.
You're back to really regretting this dog choice.
I so am.
Yeah.
Dogs are the worst. Oh, it's so gross.
All right, so between, and I've heard about, like, Emily here on the show has done acupuncture for Kramer.
For her dog,
which is cool. I've had acupuncture done on me, and I swear by it.
There's all sorts of things, you know, clothing and treats, there's gourmet treats.
Can we get people to call us who have paid for doggy counseling?
Oh, my gosh.
Because that's a pretty thriving business, too. It's actual... psychological.
Like one-on-one.
It's a therapy session.
Dogs, and they're like, what? You see their little eyes looking back and forth. What is happening? Now tell me, why do you keep dragging your butt across the floor? What is it? Is it something from your puppyhood? Did your father leave you?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Yes, actually, yes. My dad got around.
He was a stud. I mean, no, really.
No, really, he was
a stud.
He was a stud.
I can't wait to hear your reaction to this. Tanya says, do you guys know about the psychic services for pets?
Really?
She says, I swear, when we were living in San Diego, there was a place in our neighborhood that did pet psychic readings, and it was always busy. Then she goes, incredible.
People will buy anything, man. Anything. Do they do like a card reading then for the dog?
Well,
or look at their paw
lines? I guess it was a paw.
Like a paw line. This is your lifeline on your paw. You know how they do on humans?
Look, I don't know because I wasn't there and I've never taken a dog to a pet psychic reading. But if I had to guess, I think you go in with your pet. The person studies the pet and like communicates with it somehow, mm-hmm. and then turns to the owner and tells you about the dog's past lives.
What a gig. You can completely make it up.
No, it's for real.
It's real.
It's for real.
Sure it is.
Right.
I'm going to start my own this week.
Yeah, like it could be like, hey, the reason your dog acts like a cat is because, voila, it used to be a cat.
Oh, thank you.
And then you walk
psychic.
Out. Now, are these things ripoffs? I don't necessarily think so, and I'll tell you why. Because people pay some money, sure, but they walk out of there with such a good feeling.
They have a spring in their step.
Right, and they're closer to their pet, and they feel like they know them, so you've actually done some good for someone while you rip them off.
While you take their money.
While you
like, I would, if you went in and you had never met that psychic before, and it was your first time, and then they meet with the dog or whatever, and then they come back and tell you things that you're actually, like, doing with the dog or for the dog that the dog enjoys, that's when I'd be like, how did you know that I take him, you know, to the doggy park every 2 days?
Right. Sparky especially likes it when you go driving out in the woods.
Right. You're like, oh my God, I do that all the time.
How did you know? Wait a minute. Shannon's demanding your time.
We had a dog psychic. I can't believe I didn't think about this earlier.
See?
Not at the daycare, but for my dog.
Yeah.
And it was over the phone. They didn't even meet my dog.
Even
it was
better.
Over the phone.
You don't even have to leave the house now.
How much did you pay for that?
I don't know how much my mom paid. A lot.
Your mother did this?
Yeah, for our dog.
Get her on the phone.
I know.
Did they have a goofy like psychic name?
I don't know.
Like Madam
Bowser.
Yeah, exactly.
They said like that his hair was in his eyes, needed a haircut, and his bed needed clean.
Oh, my God. Get your mother on the phone.
All right, I'm gonna try.
Get her on the phone. We need to talk to her about this.
You need to poop her scoop.
Shannon's mom is on the phone.
Hey,
Allison. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So I got to know, what kind of dog was this?
He's our Labradoodle.
Okay. And what issue, like, prompted you to want to go visit a dog psychic?
Well, he'd been having a lot of back pain and trouble getting around, and nobody could figure out what it was, what was the problem. So we went with a dog psychic to see if we could figure it out that way.
Like something from a previous life? Or could it have just been that you mixed two breeds that have no business being mixed?
The psychic came back and said, your dog hates its name. Your dog hates its breed. It doesn't want to be a Labradoodle anymore.
No, but if you're a human, you can tell someone, it hurts back here, it hurts over there, this hurts when I do that. But as a dog, you can't do that. So that's what we were hoping for. It didn't work. We had to spend money for the MRI, but we tried.
So the psychic over the phone tried to diagnose why the back was hurting.
Or tried to get from our dog where it was hurting.
And how...
Okay. Did that correspond with the MRI?
No.
Right.
What did you pay the dog psychic?
I don't remember. I mean, I'm going to guess around 100, something like that.
I did a quick Google search, and I'm seeing about 150 per half hour is what I'm seeing, just generally for a pet psychic. So maybe you had somebody that wasn't as good.
Or maybe it was 150. I don't know. Yeah. I really don't remember. After the $6,000 back surgery, that was nothing.
My goodness.
You spent $6,000 on a Labradoodle's back surgery?
Wow.
Yes.
How old was the Labradoodle?
Well, he was young then. He was only 5, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does that include the MRI cost?
Yes.
It does? Okay.
Yes. Well, so see, $150 on a psychic was nothing.
That really is nothing after $6,000. Is he still with us?
He is.
Hey,
the return on investment was good, right?
That's good.
Is he getting around okay?
Yeah, he's getting old now, but he got around great for a long time.
Yeah, all right. That's just good. Like the rest of us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, your daughter does a great job. Thanks for letting us have her on our show. We appreciate that.
You bet. Thanks for having her.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Allison.
Bye, Allison.
Shannon's mom.
All right, there you go.
$6,000
dogs.
Man.
It's a lot of cash.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of money. They have. I haven't spent anything on him, but they have spent a lot of money on that dog. He's a problem child.
Wow.
Eye opening.